This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. The Amazing Race Season 38 cast is finally out, officially. I feel like we've known for a very long time, but it's officially out and we can talk about it. And I'm really excited to break it all down with Season 32 winner, James Wallington. Hi, James.
Welcome to the podcast. Hey, Sharon. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to make my debut on The Exclusive. And I feel like we go way back already as it is. So this is so much fun. I love seeing what you've done with The Exclusive and all the work that you do. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, James. Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, has he not been on the podcast? Because we've talked before and I've interviewed you for... But yeah, because it's only been 2 years since I've had the book. Anyway, I'm excited because yes, people might not know, but James and I have known each other for like over a decade, I think.
Years. So
I can't even count. But yeah, we're gonna talk through the cast and some of, you know, what's going on. We're gonna see the entire cast. But before we do, real quick, life update. How are you doing?
Life is good. No complaints. You know, Will and I are still happily married, going on 4 years now. We're homeowners. Wow. So we've been really kind of settling into our home, both staying busy with work. You know, the industry's been up and down, but I've been fortunate to work in unscripted casting. I have a show that I worked on that's premiering on Hulu soon called Are You My First? So I'm really excited to like see people that I found for a show to actually be on a show that I worked on and get to like watch it come to life. So life's good. Cool. No complaints.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to ask, you know, I think I know some of the answers to these questions because we talked, but thoughts on an Amazing Race season with, I mean, we've seen Big Brother people on, you know, 31, you know, Claire and Derek obviously won, Cody and Jessica. So what are your thoughts on like this all BB season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very hit or miss with it. I think at first I was initially kind of like, why? Just because I'm such an Amazing Race like loyalist, and I know so
purist.
Many, yes. I just so many people have been wanting a returnee season, whether it be an All Stars, an Unfinished Business, Second Chance, like you name it. Like I think the Amazing Race fandom wants to see their favorite racers come back. So the fact that we're getting a full Big Brother season before that, it stings a little, of course. But being a fan of the big three, you know, Survivor, Big Brother, and Amazing Race, I am excited to see how this will play out. I do understand it from a creative standpoint. It's going to bring in a complete fresh audience to the Amazing Race, which I think can kind of give it maybe some new life. It feels very refreshing and rejuvenating in a lot of ways. But at first I was a little kind of like, well, why?
Well, you know, maybe 40 will be a big, hopefully they'll do something big.
We can only hope that 40 will, you know, go back to Amazing Race teams coming back in some capacity. Yes.
Yeah. I guess for me, I was like, obviously happy to see some friends on the cast. I guess, but overall, you know, and I, you know, I love my BB26 people. There's a lot of BB26 people.
That's the thing. Yes, there's a lot of recency bias in terms of the casting, which I do understand just because I think a lot of audiences are a little bit more familiar with these personalities and these people. But as a longtime Big Brother fan, you know, there were some names circulating from like old school Big Brother that were part of the casting process that I was shocked that they were even cut, because I just feel like tapping into some of the old school names, I don't think would have been a bad thing.
I agree. I think they could have gotten some more old school people. And I will clear up this random rumor from like two people on Twitter with like zero followers that said that I got Jen Johnson kicked off the cast, which, hello, I do not have that power. And not to mention, like, all I did was tweet a gif of Jen when she was like in casting, and like that was it. So, and if you guys think CBS reads Twitter, they do not. So I did not, because I would have loved to see like a Jen or you know, some throwbacks.
Yes. Yeah.
But
yeah, like a Danielle Reyes would have been so fun to watch on The Race. I feel like Libra's name was even rumored to be part of the casting. Like, those would have been fun names to see in the overall cast. But there are big personalities that are coming from Big Brother to The Amazing Race that I'm excited to see now that they're no longer trapped in a soundstage, how they're going to do on like a worldwide race.
I agree. Another thing I want to clear up is I got a lot of texts and calls about this. James, maybe you even texted me, I forget. But like back in February, I think I tweeted like, you know, there's going to be some controversial choices. And I did try to clear this up. I didn't mean like controversial as in like people who are horrible people being on the cast. I meant controversial as in I didn't think the fans were going to love every choice. And I think that's still the case. And I think that was fair. I know Kat Dunn thinks I was talking about her. But I was not, because actually I gave Kat credit. I didn't know she was on the cast. Kat was like the one name I did not hear.
So
didn't get back to me.
I hear what you're saying, though, with, like, controversial choices. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean, like, a negative thing, but I see your point. And I think that just comes with the territory of casting, more particular, like, stunt casting. Like, no one's ever going to be 100% pleased, but, you know, it is what it is.
Of course. And, you know, we're starting in Amsterdam. I'm a little disappointed with the route. Like, I feel like they're pretty much all in Europe, right?
Yeah. I mean, that can definitely, you know, have some pros and cons. I think if we are going to be so centralized to an area of the world, I do hope we get a lot of self-driving. I hope that we get a lot of transportation, like mishaps, whether there's like train cancellations or buses or like overnight bus or train rides that they have to take. Like, I do think we've missed a lot of those elements in recent seasons. So hopefully we'll see more of that. And maybe that will bring its own fair share of drama.
Yeah, that's true. We also learned today that there will be, a challenge before the starting line where you can win an express pass of some sort, I think, express pass, and then a hazard, which I don't think we've seen for many, many years.
It's been a minute. I feel like the last time I remember seeing it was season 19 of Amazing Race. I almost feel like a hazard is similar to a speed bump. Let's see. I'm looking this. Yeah. Season 19 of The Amazing
Race. I knew you would know.
It was a special penalty for the last place team to complete the starting line task. So we'll probably have the same structure to it with this season. But what a fun little, I guess, throwback.
Yeah, that's true. And then I got to ask you before we dive into these players. Your season was obviously known for having this alliance, which was, you know, controversial to me, smart, but some people didn't love it.
Yes, of course.
But I have a feeling that this season there will be alliances. I mean, these are Big Brother players. This is what they do. Do you see that? Do you think there's going to be a lot of alliances this season?
Oh, yes, because Big Brother players, whether they were on the same season or not, like it is a fraternity sorority of sorts. Like once you're in that group, you are part of the Big Brother group. You kind of hang out at different reality TV events. You cross paths with a lot of these people. So there's definitely history. There's definitely relationships within the cast, which I think will make for interesting storylines, maybe some narratives playing out. But I know alliances, people obviously have strong opinions. I would say Amazing Race fans have strong opinions about that. I think the Big Brother audience that comes in probably will love it. Maybe they'll expect it. Maybe they'll want to see that. But I think we are bound to see some kind of alliances or teams helping each other in some capacity, which there's a lot of strategy to it, as we know. And so we'll see how the fandom responds to it.
I know it's so circumstantial because if people, you know, if it's your favorite, you love it. And if it's people you don't like, you don't like it.
100%. That's exactly it. If it's your favorites, you love it. If it's not your favorites, you hate it. But that's what makes reality TV so interesting. It's polarizing and everyone's allowed to be entitled to their opinion at the end of the day.
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to go through the cast here. James and I are friendly with a lot of these people. So
we'll a lot of them. I know. It's crazy.
We'll try to be unbiased, but to be fair, I'm a little biased, so it's fine. First up, we got Angela and her daughter, Lexi. She's 23 and an esthetician. Obviously, Angela is from Big Brother 26, mother and daughter. How do we feel about Angela? I feel like this was sort of a no-brainer in terms of casting. Like, I am not shocked that she's there.
No, and like to do it with her daughter too. Like, I felt like they were, they're a classic, like, Amazing Race mother-daughter team. Like, I am a little worried though, because historically we know mother-daughter duos don't do well on The Amazing Race. But if anything, I hope whether they're in it for a short time or a long time, we know we'll be in it for a fun time with these two, because Angela will bring the entertainment. Maybe we'll get some tests with like charcuterie boards, and maybe that will be kind of where she excels. But I'm excited just for the entertainment that we already know Angela provided during Big Brother, and how that's going to now carry over onto The Amazing Race with her daughter.
I agree. And that's one of the things we'll be talking about, right? Like, strategy versus maybe physical prowess, maybe versus entertainment value. And I think Angela here for sure knows that she can bring entertainment value. Can you see her sort of pulling an Angela, but like arguing with, I could see there being a moment already where she,
like, a crazy eye moment.
Yes, there's gotta be.
Look, I mean, I wouldn't put it past her if we did get one of those moments. I'm just like, there's not a lot of time for teams to kind of overlap, I think, outside of when they travel together. And I feel like that's what sets this kind of show apart from Big Brother. They're obviously in a house together 24/7. This, they might drive the wrong direction, not see a team for hours. So it just really depends how often they're all together in one spot for that kind of drama to really happen with other teams.
That's fair. I think that's a good point.
Maybe at now, the starting line.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's gonna be shit talking at the starting line.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. In terms of the other Big Brother 26 people, which obviously we'll get to, I feel like Angela doesn't have a super close relationship. We got Tucker, Rubina, and Chelsea. Don't think she's super close to any of them, but I'm not in that world like to know. But
like, yeah, there's going to be like inner season kind of dynamics and like relationships where they kind of work together. I don't see Angela being part of any kind of BB26 group, which obviously could work against her.
We'll see. I can't see it. I mean, listen, I think, am I wrong? Tucker used the veto on her at one point, didn't he? Am I crazy? Am I losing my mind?
I think you're right.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. So it's like, she has relationships with these people, but do I think anyone's going to stick their neck out for Angela?
No.
Maybe not. Probably not. But again, I will take Angela however long we get to have her. I'm excited to see her daughter and that dynamic. I know they're all over TikTok and stuff. So you know, I don't hate to see Angela here. I think it'll be fun. You know, do I think she can win? Maybe not, but yeah.
she'll just bring the fun and the entertainment.
Right, exactly. Okay, guys, this is not a great system, but next up we got one of my favorite people, Hannah Chadha, and her sister Simone. Obviously, Hannah's from Big Brother 23. I think they were alternates. I could be wrong. James, did you hear this as well? Were they
alternates? I did hear that. Yes. I don't know how or what happened. But if that were the case, I'm thrilled that they're on the cast, because I love these two.
Same. I think they're really fun. I've met both of them obviously a couple times. I think they could be very well-rounded. I mean, they're both really good dancers. I know that's seems like, oh, I mean, on Amazing Race, that can come in very, very handy.
Yes.
I'm sure they will get a dance challenge.
I would be shocked, and I would be so disappointed for these girls if they didn't get a dance challenge.
Like, that would suck. That would suck if they like go out before a dance challenge, because we need to see them in a dance challenge. Also, not to downplay, but Hannah Chadha is in medical school. She's very, very smart, which we also saw on Big Brother. And so I don't know. I feel good about these two. I'm happy to see them there. I'm trying to think, who do they have relationships? Obviously, Kyland is also there. Hannah and Kyland are friends. I'm trying to think who else on the cast is Chadha close to.
I think just she's so universally loved, like the fans, but also just the Big Brother community, that like, I don't see Hannah and Simone being a team that other teams will want to U-turn or kind of put any game elements onto this team by any means. Going back to what you said, I think that's the best way to describe it. They're a very well-rounded team. They have the intelligence. They are really good dancers, which we know from the history of the show. That's where a lot of teams trip up. So if I were at a task and I saw these two walk up, I'd be shaking in my boots. Like, these two are probably going to knock it off in one attempt, to be fair. They're just going to be a really good team and almost like a sleeper team in a way where I think the other teams are going to overlook them and not really see them maybe as like a threat right away, which will help them kind of go deep and overlooked. And so I have high hopes for these two. Of course, I'm biased because I love them both so much. We're very fortunate to call them our friends. And I just know that they love the show. Like, I know that they love the show.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think they might be underestimated or overlooked just because they're so nice. I can't see anyone, like you said, U-turning them or going against them. They're not there to be messy. They're not there to cause drama. I agree. I think they can kind of coast in the middle, maybe even. But, you know, I also think I don't think they're opposed to alliances. I just don't. No. I don't know. But yeah, I feel good about Hannah and Simone personally.
Agreed.
So excited to see them there. I mean, these are my friends. Izzy and Paige. Izzy, obviously, from BB25. To be honest, I'm very close with Izzy. I was very, very excited to see her.
It just makes sense. Like, Izzy loves and breathes reality television. I love that about Izzy because I also do too. So knowing that from what I was reading about, I forgot that she had watched the Big Brother seasons twice before going on Big Brother. I'm curious, in preparation for the race, if like her and Paige sat down and watched season after season to really kind of get their heads into the competition. But we know from watching Izzy on Big Brother, Izzy brought such this like intensity and this passion to the game itself and the competition that is absolutely going to translate on The Amazing Race. And I think that's what's going to make them a very strong team. And they're adorable. Like, I love these two.
Totally agree. I think it's fair to say, I don't think Izzy would be mad at me.
This is the sound of your barbecue before getting a motorized horsepower Giddy Up grill cleaner.
Honey, are the burgers ready yet?
Ready? I'm still cleaning the grill off.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Okay, ordering a pizza.
And this,
burger up,
is the sound of your barbecue when you purchase the Giddy Up grill cleaner. While the grill is cold, just press on and Giddy Up blasts away charred meats, sticky sauces, messy oils, and more. Giddy Up is the last grill cleaner you'll ever need with our dishwasher-safe motorized chain link roller driven by a powerful high-torque motor, all backed by a lifetime warranty and money-back guarantee. You don't need another cheap grill brush that leaves bristles in your food and makes cooking outdoors a pain. Get your Giddy Up today. Go to buygiddyup.com to get your Giddy Up shipped free. But hurry, inventory is limited. Order now while it's still in stock. Go to buygiddyup.com and get yours today with free shipping. That's buygiddyup.com.
As far as I know, they were very prepared. Like, they, similar to what you and Will did, they practiced, they studied, and obviously it worked out for you. I hope it works out for them. Yes. I think they didn't go in being like, oh, let's just see how this goes. They went in to win. And 100%. I also think, similar to maybe Hannah and Simone, like, I think they might be underestimated a little bit. I don't think they're going to be at the top where people are targeting them right away.
Right.
But they might be able to go far, just kind of, you know, not getting involved with the drama. I don't know. I feel good about them. But like, again, this is my bias, be hopeful. But yeah, I think Izzy knows how to bring entertainment too without being fake. I don't know. That's, again, my bias.
Doesn't Izzy have kind of like that competitive rivalry with Jack? Like, on Big Brother, they had this, like, they butted heads quite a bit. So I'm curious, being back in this kind of competitive environment, if we'll see that kind of come out. I wouldn't be surprised if we did. But I really see them doing well. Like, Izzy and Paige will go deep into the race Would love to see them in the top three. Would love to see them win. And especially if what you're saying is true, where they really came prepared. Like, that is something to not go unnoticed. And I doubt they share that with the other teams. So in some ways, that will make them underestimated.
I agree. I think the JAG thing will be interesting to see. I don't think they're the best of friends. Do I think, like, they're super bad blood? I don't know, but I think we'll see it play out. I certainly don't think they're necessarily looking out for each other. So I don't think they're going to be in an alliance together, but yeah, super excited to see these two. You know, I hope they go far, and I just know that they work to be there. So they're not showing up like, let's just see what happens. They're showing up to win. So,
well, I can't wait to hopefully see it pay off.
Me too. Okay. We got a winner. We have a couple winners on this cast. We got Big Brother 26 winner Chelsea with her dad. I love to see a dad and daughter team, just like I love to see a mom daughter. Like, I love that her dad is there. And, you know, we always think of, oh, you're with an older person, that's got to be a hindrance. But I don't know. He looks like he's in great shape. He looks like he can.
Yeah, he's like a fighter, which I think he's going to bring like this level of grit to the race where he's not going to give up. And he's definitely not going to give up on Chelsea. And with Chelsea being a motivational speaker, like, she has a way with her words. Like, I can only see her really kind of uplifting her dad, maybe in moments that are stress points on the race. Do I think that they could butt heads? Sure. I think we've seen a lot of like intergenerational teams butt heads. They're family. Like, that's inevitable. There's going to be buttons to be pushed. And, you know, you really expect greatness out of your loved ones. And so I can see them really pulling that out of each other. Do I see it really kind of going like the Steve and Anna Lee route? Not really. But I do think that we could see some friction, but more in the moment of the competition and not at each other, more at the task at hand.
I think that's fair. By the way, thank you for bringing up he's a firefighter, because I totally forgot to tell everyone other people's jobs.
She was so well-rounded of a competitor on Big Brother where, yeah, she was good at kind of staying out of the drama. And I do feel like her and Rabina are definitely close. And I feel like just from seeing on social media, I know her and Taylor have definitely hung out. I mean, didn't they just do the Big Brother Unlocked a couple of weeks ago or something? So I definitely think they're close. So I feel like she's well integrated within the Big Brother alumni side of things. But I do think people should keep an eye on her because she is a winner. So you know that she'll do whatever it takes to win.
Yep. And she's the most recent winner. Yeah. And so she might have a little bit of a target, but I think because of, and we'll talk about Jag, but I think because of Jag's like comp wins, he'll be in terms of target in front of a Chelsea, which is great for her. But yeah, I feel pretty good about this team. I'm not super worried about them going out first or anything, but yeah, I'm into it. Okay. We got Enzo and his brother. Now, his brother is a financial analyst, and Enzo is a line boat handler. I don't even know what that is. A line boat handler. Interesting. Enzo is known for, you know, his social game, not necessarily winning competitions and doing all of that. So it worries me a little bit. I do think he's also going in with not a ton of relationships. Again, I don't know the ins and outs of everyone's connections, but like looking at the cast, I'm trying to think who sort of Enzo is connected to.
I would say maybe Kylan, just because we did the Challenge USA together, but even then, like, how deep would that connection really be?
That's so true. Wait, were you on the same season as Enzo?
Mm-hmm.
I always confuse the two. I'm like, which one was on which season?
I loved Enzo when we would hang out in the warehouse on season one.
The warehouse.
I really enjoyed my conversations with Enzo. He's like a really good human. I definitely had some choice words with how the final played out, just because I love Daphne. It really was so hard to see how that played out, which Enzo and I have talked about since. But Enzo was a strong competitor on the Challenge USA. And I want to give him some flowers on that because, you know, he won an elimination with Justine. He won an elimination against Leo. He won an elimination against David. So he definitely is competitive and he's proven to be strong. This is just going to be a different type of competition because, you know, he's doing it with his brother. And so I don't know much about his dynamic with his brother. There's obviously a lot of history there growing up together. They probably know what buttons to push in each other. Maybe there's going to be some miscommunications between the two of them. But do I think we'll get some entertainment out of Enzo? Absolutely. I hope he brings that meow meow energy to the race. And also, I hope this is kind of like a redeeming moment for him just because of how things ended on the challenge.
That's a great point. And James, you're the expert. Are there any sort of roadblocks or anything with a lot of swimming?
There's definitely water-based tasks. I would, with at least with the roadblock, they could probably assess it and he'll probably say like, Jack, you do it. But tours are like route info tasks that require water. Like there's really no way around that unless you took a penalty. So I'm hoping Enzo took some swimming lessons or at least is a little bit more comfortable in the water because it's bound to happen on the race. I'm hoping. I'm hoping there's a redeeming moment here for him, for sure.
Yeah, I hope he brings some entertainment. I also appreciate the meow meow. yeah, not much else to say there. Okay, Jag and Jazz. Jazz, let me see what they put down because you know sometimes they put their jobs down and it's not really their jobs. But okay, they put both entrepreneurs because I think they both have a company. Jag and Jazz. I think they're going to be a target, and I think they're going to be one to beat because we don't know Jazz's competitive prowess, but if it's anything like Jag's, I would be scared.
Oh, it definitely is. I've played kickball with them. They're both very competitive. They are the team to watch out for. I know that if Will and I were at that starting line, we would be terrified. I mean, Jag really proved himself to be such a strong competitor on his season at Big Brother. Obviously went on to win it. I would be afraid of these two.
Same. It's one of those things though, James, like, do you align with them and get them out later or you try to get them out immediately?
Yeah, that's tough because, you know, a lot of people who watched our season felt like, why are you guys forming alliances with the strongest teams when they can easily beat you? So we knew what our strengths were. And we were like, yeah, if we were to lose against the Beard Bros or Hung and Chi, we're at peace with that. But we also know that we are a really strong team that we could easily beat them because we already had done that on a few legs. So the same thing could be applied with like Jag and Jazz, where maybe teams see them as a valuable ally because they are strong. They're going to be really good in these tasks where you could get to the end and then it could be just one mistake that could really throw them off and then they don't win the whole thing. So like it could go either way. I it's hard to say, but I love Jag and Jazz. I really enjoyed getting to know them over the last year and they're just the team to watch out for.
And it's funny. I think they're going to try to avoid the drama, but I think they're going to find themselves in the drama very much like when America told Jag to F off. I could see that energy around these two because I think people are going to be worried about them. Now I do think they have a lot of friends on the cast, right? Yeah. Like I know pretty sure they're close with Joseph. Trying to think who else, like Kylan, like yes. There's people on the cast that they're friends with that I can see them aligning with. And I think these two are showing up to win. I think they, you know, they're on TikTok and social media. I know they care about that too, but I really do think they're there to win. And so it'll be interesting to see. I think they're one of the people to watch out for.
And they're going to have fun. I really they're there to win, but I don't think they're going to take it so seriously. Like, I think they're going to have fun. And that's, I always say this, the moment teams start to lose the fun aspect of their race is where they start to trip up. They make the most mistakes. They start to fight more. They bicker more. You can't lose or get rid of the fun. Like, you need to always have fun on the race, even when it's stressful. And I think these two are just going to constantly have fun, and that's also going to set them up for success. So they're just
interesting.
They're the whole package.
Okay, because I thought more less fun and more like business with these two, but I could be wrong because you know them better.
When you overthink it with the business and you're so in it, that's when you just screw up on the slightest detail. Like when Will and I were in Bogota and all we had to do was hook up the horn, and we were so focused and so in designing the truck that we forgot the one detail that mattered. So you really just got to keep it light and fun, but also know when to be serious. It's got to be a nice balance.
That's fair. Next up, my faves. My friend Joseph Abden and his brother Adam. What did they say for Adam? Obviously, Joseph's a lawyer.
I think
he's a law student, right?
Yeah.
Adam. They're very close. I'm excited to see them. I was very excited to see Joseph on the cast. Same. I think, you know, he's just a nice guy, and I'm curious how he's going to do here.
I think, yeah. It's knowing when to help other teams versus not. And I think because Joseph is so nice and like loves people, like he really just thrives in settings with people and getting to know them and that connection. It's just, I hope he doesn't kind of overdo his hand in helping other teams, because that's where he could maybe slip up, where like he helps the team and that team gets ahead and they fall behind. So hopefully there's not too much of that, but also like he loves working out. Like he is always in the gym. And the thing with the race is it's not all brute strength. And I think he'll probably learn very quickly that he can't just rely on physicality with the race. There's so many other angles to it, but Joseph is also smart. So I think the moment he realizes that and that kind of clicks for him, then I think he's going to be able to find his footing. And obviously Adam being his brother, they know each other really well. They have a really great connection. I just think that they're going to work well together. I don't see them fighting. I don't see them bickering. I don't ever see there being kind of like miscommunications at all. So I can see them doing really, really well, but it might be a bumpy start at first.
I agree. I think their team dynamic is one of probably, again, maybe I'll bite my words later, but like they seem to just, you know, Joseph's just like a very sort of level-headed guy. I don't think he gets super heated or anything like that, which is very important in things like this, because like once you lose your cool, it's hard to come back from that. And like you said, I think they know each other so well that I think their dynamic will be an advantage for them in these difficult moments. I also think that, you know, obviously Joseph has relationships with people in the cast. His ex-girlfriend Taylor is there. I know they are still very, very close. And so it'll be interesting to see sort of where he aligns. You know, do I think him and Taylor are going to have an alliance? I don't know. Do I think he'll look out for her if he can? Probably. It might be one of those situations where it's like, okay, I'm not going to give my word, but like, obviously, we're friends, you know. I don't know how you feel about it, but it'll be interesting because he has a lot of relationships. Same thing with Jack and Jazz. Yeah, I also think Joseph, he's not a drama kind of guy. Now he might find himself in some, but I don't think he's going to actively be causing any.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just excited to see him and see how he does. Who else? Oh, Kat. That's an interesting one. And I think I said earlier, I did not know Kat was on the cast. I think a little bit of a wild card because it was so recent. And I mean, her season's only BB21. It's not like crazy long ago. But yeah, surprise. She's there with her boyfriend, who I believe is a photographer.
Yep.
But yeah, do you know Kat well? I've never
met Kat. I did love watching her on Big Brother. She is such a personality and she's so funny, especially the whole like conspiring bitches comment. And I hope we get some fun one-liners out of Kat on The Amazing Race. Running the race with a significant other definitely has its own fair share of challenges. It's definitely going to be a pressure cooker for these two. I think that it's going to be a learning curve for these two.
I'm worried about them.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's going to be a learning curve.
Yeah. Actually, the cat texted me today. Are you conspiring against me? Because my tweet. But no, listen, I love that Kat is unapologetically herself.
Yes. That's such a way of putting it.
And honestly, like, I appreciate that there's a self-awareness there and she leans into that. And I'm excited to see. I think she will be messy. I think she will bring entertainment. I don't think it's going to be necessarily mean-spirited. I think it's just going to be like, you know, cat stuff. But yeah, I'm worried a little bit. I don't know how many connections they have. I don't know sort of their physical prowess, or have they traveled a lot, or like what their personal dynamics are. So I think they're a little bit of an unknown factor for me. And that makes me a little nervous, but, you know, could be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, obviously relationships help and also hurt on the race. So maybe being the least connected could help them in some ways, because they'll be more focused on themselves rather than friends from their season. Because I don't think there's anyone from Kat's season on the season of the race. So I feel like maybe they'll be able to focus on themselves a little bit more and not have to worry about the inner relationships as much as the other teams will have to.
I agree. I guess my only worry with that is like, if a U-turn comes up and you're just like climbing on an island yourself, you won't piss off anyone else if you just U-turn that team. Yeah. I could see something like that happening. But again, this is all speculation. So, but that is Kat, and her boyfriend is Alex. That's his name. But now we got Rubina and her sister, Christine.
I am so excited about these two.
Okay, tell me about these two, because I'm not very close with Rubina, I've never met her sister.
They're amazing. When you hang out with them, they're a total serotonin boost. They complement each other so well. They balance each other out. They have a lot of energy. I mean, we know from Big Brother, Rubina had a lot of energy. We were big fans of Rubina on Big Brother, and having get to know her and meet her over the last year, they're wonderful people, and I'm excited for audiences to get to know them as sisters and a little bit more about who they are and their story. And I know that they are true fans of the race.
Rubina, oh, really?
Yes, Rubina wanted to be on the Amazing Race for the longest time, if I'm not mistaken, before Big Brother was even an opportunity. And so now to see being on Big Brother kind of be what catapults her to being on The Amazing Race finally, I'm excited that she's going to check that off her list, and being able to do it with Christine, who's equally a fan of the show. They're going to be a fun team. They're going to be a well-prepared team, and I can see them doing really well.
Okay. Christine is a floral designer. She's 38, Rubina's 36. So basically, they're 2 years apart, very similar to me and my sister, who we would tear each other apart if we ever did this show. So sisters can be harsh. So it'll be interesting to see. But
I think it'll be like that fun bickering.
Yeah, I think they're more fun. That's the vibe I get as well. And, you know, we'll talk about Tucker. They're obviously no longer together, but at the time of filming, they were together. And so right. I have to assume that that's a little bit of a voting block, a little bit of a group. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time where a showmance is not together as a team. You know, we've already listed like Brendan and Rachel and Jess and Cody, Derek and Claire. Like, they aren't together. So to see this dynamic now will be interesting. Like, are they going to be like more friendly competition with each other? Like, oh, I want to do better than you. Or are they going to be able to kind of come together at a task and maybe help each other through it? I'll be curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah, because like, what is the move there? Like, if your significant other's not on your team and they're struggling, how much do you put, you know, stick your neck out for them if it's going to cost you some, you know, I don't know, like, how that would work.
It also is tough because, again, it just depends on when those bunch points happen, if they're even in close proximity to be able to help each other. Like, there could be a leg where they're ahead of Tucker and Eric, or maybe it's the other way around where they don't see each other on a leg. So there's really not the opportunity to help. So yeah, I don't know. It's just, it'll be an interesting dynamic because we've never seen that on the show before.
They're just adorable. Like, they're just small little girls. I'm excited to see them just like run around the world. I don't know. They're cute. So, okay. That was Rubina and her sister. We're doing good timing here. We got Taylor and Kylan. Now, I don't know if this is controversial, but this is the only team where they obviously were both on Big Brother. And I can't decide, and I haven't asked them, I guess I could. Was that always the case? Was it they were supposed to have different, like, I didn't know. I knew, obviously, you know, it says that they're dating and well, I don't need to say their jobs. We already know who they are. But yeah, like, do you think that's quote unquote fair? Do you think it's going to be an issue? Have you seen any discourse about people saying, oh, like, why is that the only team that has two Big Brother people? Because I have to imagine being on TV, having a camera in your, well, I guess in Big Brother, you don't have a camera in your face. But I do think there's a leg up because they've both been on a show before. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. So whatever I'm about to say has nothing to do with them as people.
Right.
I
of course.
Adore them. I've been in the same spaces as them. I obviously did the Challenge USA with Kylan. Like, there's a relationship there. But I'm talking from the casting standpoint. I just don't understand why they were the exception. And if I was at the starting line and they walked up, it would make me feel some type of way. I would 100% think that they had a leg up because, you know, Kylan has done a lot of the Challenge, you know, shows, and Taylor won Big Brother, and they both have like media background. So now it's like, there's not a learning curve for this team, where every other Big Brother team is with a loved one who's never done TV. And it is absolutely a learning curve with cameras in your face, being asked questions in these high stress situations. Like, I think Kylan and Taylor are going to walk up being prepared to just dive right in and be fully committed, where it's going to be baby steps for some of the others. So in that way, I do think it's controversial. I have had seen some people on social media being like, well, why are they a team when everyone else has the quote unquote loved one? So it's like, I understand it, but also like those criticisms or any kind of negativity on the social media should not be directed to them as people, because that they were a team that got selected to be on the show. So
exactly.
It's not their fault, but I do think it's a little unfair.
I think I agree there, because I would not blame them. If Amazing Race calls and says, hey, do you want to do this? You say yes, they wanted to do it.
100%.
And I'm sure they also thought about this. Like, hey, we're going to be the only team, or we show up and we're the only team.
Right.
Like, they're not, I'm sure that's not lost on them. So I do think I have to imagine would be a target early on. Now they do have a lot of relationships with people on the cast, so that could benefit them and they actually could be fine. Also, you know, like you said, Kylan's been on the Challenge, Taylor's won Big Brother. She's also been working out a lot. Like, I'm sure physically they would be fine. Kylan can't really dance, so that'll be interesting to see. And I don't think I'm shading him, because he knows that. And the cookout will tell him the same thing. But yeah, I think people are going to have their opinions about this. But at the end of the day, like,
it's not their fault.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Like, this is just,
what are you going to do?
But I'm excited to see them. You know, I'm friendly with both of them. I think they're going to do well.
Yes.
Again, they do have a leg up. They've been on TV before. But also, like, I think they're just both very competitive, which is great.
I also I don't think I ever realized, maybe I'm living under a rock, I don't think I realized that they were even dating. So I actually think it will be really interesting to see this dynamic, you know, with teams like Brenchel and Jess and Cody and Derek and Claire, and even like Rubina and Tucker. Like, we got to watch them on the feeds. We got to watch that relationship sort of blossom, and we kind of knew what to expect when they were teams on the show. So now with Kylan and Taylor not being from the same season, we never really got to see this relationship sort of blossom in a way. So it feels like a fresh team, just like everybody else. We don't really know the dynamic. And so I think that's what's going to make them very interesting. And selfishly, I love that they're Team Purple. Because Will and I are purple.
Well.
But also, like, the last two seasons, Team Purple were out first. So hopefully we can get Purple back on top.
Okay, that's a good point. But yeah, like you said, you're right. Like, we haven't seen their dynamic. It's weird. I know them personally. I don't ask about people's personal lives. Like, that's their business.
Yes.
But if you go back 2 years ago, Taylor was on my podcast. She did talk about going on a date with Kylan at the time. So anyone who's confused can go back and watch that. You know, I don't know the status of their relationship or anything like that. I don't pry into my friend's business, but
we'll see the history. We'll see kind of what their dynamic is like.
Right. And you know, it obviously the other factor here is Joseph's on the cast, but I also know Joseph's friendly with Kyland and oh. I've seen them all in a room together and they're fine. So like, there's not like bad blood there as far as I know. And so, yeah, I think the fans are, it's going to be a little bit weird for the fans because the last time they saw Taylor, well, not the last time they saw her in Reindeer Games and stuff, but the last time they saw her, she was with Joseph. Now she's not. So, you know, I'm sure the fans will have something to say, but like, get over it, I guess. That's what I would say.
That's really what it is. At the end of the day, can't hate them for it. Like,
okay, we got Turner. They keep calling him Matt. Apparently, they're
throwing me off.
He's saying that like they wouldn't let them call him Turner. Like, why is this a thing, James? Like,
that's weird to me if that's the case. Like, why not?
If he's not known as Matt, like, why would you want to call him Matt?
Look at Flight Time and Big Easy. Those aren't their real names. Those were the names of the Globetrotters, and that's how, you know, people recognized them and knew them. So they were known as Flight Time and Big Easy. So yeah,
that was not their legal name.
Right. So why can't Matt, it's weird to even say, be Turner?
So weird. I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to refer him as Turner. I hope. I mean, based on what he tweeted, it sounds like there's no way. Like, the cast is going to call him Turner. I just don't know why they're trying to make Matt happen, but okay. obviously Megan, he talked about Megan a zillion times in the Big Brother house. They just got married. I've met her a couple of times. She's lovely. You know, they live in Rhode Island. And I don't know, like, this was a little bit of a surprise, these two, but I don't hate it. I think they're really fun. And I think it'll be interesting to see their dynamic. Megan's obviously new to TV. But yeah, I'm not sure how these two will do. I'm kind of like unsure.
Yeah, I think, like you said, they're going to be fun. They kind of give like a laid back energy, which I think even when I read one of the Parade write-ups, it mentioned or described Turner as laid back. And I feel like with the race and that type of competition, like, you can't be laid back. There aren't an opportunity to really like relax and like kick back with your feet up. So I definitely think it'll be a learning curve for them. They also are, I think, the youngest team. Yeah. Will and I were talking about the teams. He pointed out like their definitely life experience does come into play on the race. And so I think that's maybe where they lack compared to some of the other teams. But just from being big fans of theirs and the content that, you know, Turner makes, like, he's so creative and thinking
artistic.
Like,
yep.
Yes. And I feel like he can go into a place and like flip it and has a vision and execute it. There are moments on the race where you have to be scrappy. You have to be resourceful. You have to think outside of the box and really find things in your environment to be a benefit to your game and your race. I can see that working into their favor for sure.
That's a good point. You know, I think I might've said this to Izzy, but like, or anyway, I think having a creative skill set, whether it's dancing or playing the flute or building furniture, is very valuable because it's hard to teach that. Like, you are either have it or you don't. You can go to the gym and work out more and you can learn to drive and you can learn other languages, but like, that artistic creative bone is not something that's very teachable. And so yep. I do think that kind of gives you a leg up a little bit in if you encounter a lot of these like more creative tasks.
Agreed. I'm excited to watch them, and I'm excited to get to know Megan. Like,
she's so cute. Very cute. Are we almost, okay. Natalie. So we got Natalie and Stephanie. What did they write about Stephanie? Obviously Natalie, 34, TV host, Stephanie, 36, in hospitality. I guess, her sister lives out in Hawaii. We don't know, like, Natalie actually, is she the, mm-hmm. other than Enzo? Yes. It's Enzo, her, and Kat, I guess, are like the older school, which is not
right.
Really old school. But it's been a minute since she's been on TV, right? Like, she hasn't been on the challenge in a minute either.
Correct. And so. I loved her on Big Brother. I was a big fan of hers and I watched her on the challenge. She is a firecracker. Like, she's never going to give up. And I think she's scrappy in her own way too, where she's going to be able to really find a solution to a problem at hand. And I think with Stephanie being her sister, I'm curious to get to know Stephanie, and maybe there's a lot of firecracker in Stephanie too. And I just think they'll be a strong team.
Stephanie is tall, or Natalie's short. I can't tell which. Actually, I've seen Natalie in person. She's pretty tiny. But yeah, I think I love a good sister-sister dynamic because it could either go really well or not go really well. And so, yeah, I feel like they're a little bit of an unknown. I think they might be in that middle pack of like, they won't be targeted right away. They don't have a ton of relationships, although, you know, Natalie's sort of in the reality TV world. So maybe she does, and we just don't know. But yeah, I think they're a little bit of an unknown for me, but Natalie's very competitive. So
I feel like they'll be very consistent racers. Like, I feel like if they're at the top of the pack, they're going to stay at the top of the pack, or if they're in the middle of the pack, but same thing, but they'll be consistent. And the only thing that I feel like will really take them out is if it's something out of their control.
Okay. And I think this is the last team, right? Is it Tucker? Yeah. So we got Tucker and his brother, Eric. Obviously, this was a no-brainer. Tucker was the most popular player last season. They want him in that contract longer, I'm sure. Was not surprised to see him by any means, were you?
Not at all. I actually feel like that chaotic energy he had on Big Brother will actually serve him well on The Amazing Race. Surprisingly. Okay. Like, I think it really will, because there's just more space to roam and more space to have that kind of energy. And I think it will make them a strong team.
Was good at comps, right? Like, if I recall, which my brain has a lot of information right now. So I don't know if he was necessarily like the strategist.
He liked to compete. He liked the competition side of Big Brother. He like, right. I feel like he wanted to be in the arena.
Exactly. And so, I don't know. There's that big block of BB26 people. And I think out of them, I think they could do well, but I also just think they're just not, I don't know. I don't know if people would go after him just because his popularity, he was good at competitions. Like they could be a target depending on how the like sort of alliances shake out.
Yeah.
But obviously Rubina's there as well, which is another factor. How much sort of can he or will he look out for her or help each other? Yeah, it's just going to be such a weird dynamic with these people on different teams. I don't know.
Yeah. I at first I was a little like, why is this happening? But I'm excited because, yes, I'm friends with a lot of them. And so, like, it'll be fun to watch them and really get to have this experience because The Amazing Race, I will say it, time and time again, it's such a special experience, and to be able to do it with a loved one makes it even more remarkable. And so I'm just excited for all of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, maybe we'll get some fireworks with Angela and Tucker together. I don't know if that could be fun. We'll see.
I know what like residual drama from these seasons will carry over.
Yeah. To be honest, I would say Big Brother 26 is like the one season where I don't keep up with who's friends with who a lot. Like, I see stuff on social media, but like, I'm not in that world as much. I'm not as close with that cast, I would say. So yeah, I'm going in a little blind too, but I'm excited. But yeah, that is the cast. I want to, you know, I have a couple other questions I want to ask you generally. First of all, what's the most like overlooked skill that would be good to learn or know when you're on The Amazing Race? Like, is there something that like really is helpful?
Dance.
Again, it's just one of those things. You either got it or you don't.
Just because that really trips up so many people. And look, if it were like earlier seasons, I would say map reading. But because we have evolved as a world and technology is so advanced, we rarely ever needed maps. We always had access to like taxi drivers' phones to be able to pull up the GPS. Like, so otherwise I would say maps, but I do think knowing dance or any kind of like artistic skill definitely will serve you well on the race. But more importantly, I think it's really knowing your partner. You really want to know your partner.
That it's strengths, weaknesses, all of that. I would agree with that. One of the things I guess we didn't talk about is like a lot of this also comes down to luck. Like you can have a bad day, a bad taxi ride or whatever. Yeah, I guess that's just something I always forget to think about is like, you can be prepared as you want, but really a lot of it is luck too.
Oh yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Some of like the strongest teams in Amazing Race have been tripped up because of something out of their control. And sometimes the most like unassuming teams make it to the top three because they've had better luck. And
true.
That's why when we going into the race, when you sit down with all the producers and they're telling you like, this is what you're about to do. You're about to go on to this race and whatever. They always preface like any team in this room can win the Amazing Race. And that is so true. I honestly think like if you took the same cast, like if you took our season and dropped us on a completely different course, the outcome most likely would be different. There's no telling if Will and I would win because there's so many different variables at play. And so that's why I think makes this show so unique and, you know, pun intended, amazing, is because anything can really happen.
I'm always curious how far people will go. Like, I just remember obviously like the shaving of the head or eating gross things. Like there's just so many things that I just like remember so vividly, like Rachel crying.
Yes.
And like Boston Rob, like convincing everyone to like not eat the pig brain or whatever
genius plays in Amazing Race history. Like I know it was controversial, but like genius.
They had to change a lot of rules out. Like he also had his personal tour guide, just like
literally. Like, but of course, because Rob and Amber were like blown up at that point from being on All Stars and everyone knew them. It was so publicized, their engagement. People all around the world would stop and help them. It was so crazy.
It was. One of the things that trips people up is not reading their clue, right? We hear this time and time again, and it still happens. Who do you think on this cast is going to maybe miss the small details?
Oh, that's so hard to say. I wouldn't be surprised if Tucker and Eric might make that kind of mistake just because of the chaotic energy. Like that sometimes where you can trip up, like you're so quick and in the moment because you want to keep your race moving that you don't really thoroughly read, especially the fine print. I kind of want to say Joseph and Adam as well, but I think because they're in law and they have to be really kind of on their A game with details, that maybe I'd be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they never made that mistake. Those are two teams I can think of.
What about most likely to get in an argument? Angela?
Yeah, I can see an argument happening at the starting line for sure before the race even starts. Maybe Angela, I can see her getting into an argument.
I think there's going to be some shit talking at the starting line. I agree.
For sure. There's too much history for that to not happen. Like if it was like a cast of brand new people and Phil's always asking us questions, like everyone's always on their A game and trying to be so polite because it's like first impressions. None of these people are going to give a damn. They already know each other.
Nope. And in terms of U-turns, what team is most likely to get U-turn and what team is the most likely to be U-turning?
Depending on how it is, if it's a U-turn vote, if teams are smart, they would U-turn Kylan and Taylor and Jack and Jazz. Those would be the two teams that I would not be surprised if they were on the receiving end of a U-turn vote. Now, if it's like classic U-turn where it just put into the leg and it's first come, first serve, I would not be surprised seeing Jack and Jazz use a U-turn. I would not be surprised to see that. I think that they would. I could actually see Natalie and Stephanie using a U-turn as well. If you're smart to in a U-turn vote, you would smack that U-turn on Jag and Jazz and Taylor and Kylan for sure.
There's no way they're not doing a vote with Big Brother.
You would need,
know each other.
I'm hoping and praying for it because of how it played out last season with everyone kind of like, claws were out. It was such good television. Like I loved it. And I think it shows more of the inner team dynamics that we're not really getting to see much of on the race. And so I think we're destined to see that for sure on this Big Brother version.
Yeah, and then it carries on for a few episodes because people are still salty.
Oh, they're still salty.
Other legs.
If they have the opportunity to use the U-turn, they most likely will U-turn the person that gave them the U-turn in the first place. So, yeah, I hope those game elements always stay around for the race because I think it makes it so interesting.
Agree. Well, James, this has been so fun. Thank you for talking through.
Yes, anytime throughout the season, let me know. I'd be happy to join. And I'm so excited for the season. Surprisingly, I feel like I've done a complete 180.
I know. It's one of those things. It's like, I get, you know, the Amazing Race fans being frustrated, but like, hopefully it breeds some new life in terms of like, they're promoting it. It's airing in the fall right after Big Brother. Like, let's drum up some more, I guess, nostalgia for Amazing Race and get some more viewers. Cause it really is. I mean, it was my favorite show at one point. It always switches between Big Brother, Survivor, and Amazing Race, obviously.
Yeah, but, cyclical.
But I'm excited. I'm excited about it. You know, obviously we're biased, but yeah, it'll be fun.
But maybe because with season 40 of the race kind of looming around the corner, like maybe they're trying to do a bigger push to like bring those new audiences or bring old audiences back to the race to celebrate a milestone season like 40, especially with 25 years anniversary being next year.
Well, I guess that's my last question, James, is because I'm sure people are wondering and I already know the answer, but if they asked you when we'll come back, what is the answer there?
Oh, if they were to call me right now while we're filming this, Sharon, I'd say, Sharon, I'm so sorry, but I've got to go. Like, I'm ready to go. I would show up to the starting line. Our bags are packed and ready. I'm saying this as a fan, not because we won. As a fan of the show, it would be fun to see an all-winner season because they did that with Survivor. And I thought it was really fun to kind of like pay homage to all the seasons and how much the show has evolved. So I would love to see an all-winner season. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just did a full-blown celebratory all-stars or a legends type season for sure. We're ready. Yeah, they call us.
I know all winners is harder to coordinate, but I think it'd be maybe good for if you guys were in there with other winners, just because what if you're like the only winning team? That might be.
Yeah. And then we're probably on the receiving end of a U-turn for sure.
Oh no. Okay. Well, we're not putting that into the universe right now, no. I'm excited. But yeah, James, thank you so much again for, you know, the listeners, please like and subscribe. And I'm excited to be doing exit interviews, hopefully for Amazing Race. And yeah, we'll love to have you on and talk about the season.
Sounds good. And Will says hello. Hopefully he can join too sometime in the future.
Yes. Would love that.
Thanks, Sharon. Thank you.